Tuesday, 8:45 a.m. I have a meeting with Steve Cantor of Credit Suisse First Boston and Brian Harris, Peter Smith, and Matthew Kirsch of UBS. I like these guys, and our meetings are never a problem. I've always gotten along with bankers, and I appreciate their perspective. People sometimes ask me about the best way to deal with bankers. I always tell them to give them the respect they deserve. That's the best way. 9:30 a.m. I have a Diet Coke and read an article wherein I am called the Elvis of business. I'll take it as a compliment. Rona comes in to give me my messages, and I ask her to return some calls. I look over some photos from the final episode of The Apprentice and from the party we had at Trump Tower afterward. It was a media circus, but we all had fun. I never thought it would take 1 hour to walk 100 feet, but it did. My beautiful sister Marianne attended, but could take only about 15 minutes of it before slipping out. Here's a great photo of her with Norma. I asked Rona to send it to her. 10 a.m. We watch Mike Vandergoes, director of Trump National Golf Course Los Angeles, being interviewed on Fox TV about his job being offered as one of two choices for the Apprentice finalist. Mike had been advised of this possibility, and I have to say I was relieved when Bill Rancic chose the Chicago Tower as his project, since Mike is doing such a great job. He also gave a terrific live interview. Fortunately, Mike has many qualifications, including being an accomplished golfer, so we would have been able to find a suitable position for him within our organization without any problem. Versatility is always a benefit for everyone, but we're glad Mike is where he is. Helmut Schroeder, who manages some properties for me in New Jersey, comes in for a visit, so we chat for a while, and Robin comes in to advise me that Paula Shugart and our new Miss USA, Shandy Finnessy, of Missouri, are here to see me. I'd picked Shandy as my first choice during the pageant in Los Angeles, and I was right. She's a beauty. Tom Barrick calls in. Tom is one of the smartest real estate investors in the United States. He is looking to invest in my 90-story building in Chicago. He heads the Colony Capital Fund, and I built a building at 610 Park Avenue with Tom. It's been a terrific success. Not only is Tom a brilliant investor, he is also a great friend. 10:30 a.m. Our mysterious Al Pacino impersonator calls in again. Whoever he is, he's pretty good, but not good enough. We finally get rid of him. I really doubt that Al Pacino is anxious to apply as a candidate for The Apprentice. We call Al's office and let them know someone is impersonating him. 11 a.m. Norma comes in to advise me of the service for Estee Lauder, who recently passed on. She is one of the most remarkable people I've ever known, and I'm sorry she's gone. She left a beautiful heritage for us, and she will never be forgotten. Her little business, as she referred to the cosmetics line she founded, controls 45% of the cosmetics market in U.S. department stores. She had an idea and just went with it. She was one of the great salespeople of all time and a great example for all business people. Steve Florio of Condé Nast calls, and then I watch the cut of the new commercial I filmed last week for Visa. It gets a big laugh from my staff. I hope the TV audience likes it as much as they do. At first, I thought it might not be so good for my image to be seen in a dumpster, scrounging around for my credit card. But I like to expand my range whenever possible, and fortunately, this is only a role. I do, however, think Visa is a great card to have, or I wouldn't endorse it, especially at this extreme.